This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Wednesday, April 27th, and you are listening to another 5-Minute Morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo, joined by Parker Thune. He covers Oklahoma Sooners recruiting over at the Oklahoma website on the 24/7 Sports Network. First of all, Parker, how are we doing?
Doing fantastic, Blair. Always a pleasure to sit down with you and talk some recruiting.
I love it. And that's exactly what we're going to do here. Oklahoma just had its first spring game in the Brent Venables era, and over 75,000 people made it down to Norman to check out the game, to check out the environment, the atmosphere, and a lot of recruits were able to flock to campus. What can you tell us about this past weekend and what I'm going to start referring to as LAL, life after Lincoln?
I love it, Blair. Well, I mean, first things first, you got to start with the environment at that game, right? 75,000 people in attendance, the largest spring game across the entire country this year. And so when you take that into account, that is immediately going to stand out to a visitor, a prospect on campus, right? Because put yourself in the shoes of a 16, 17-year-old kid. Sure, maybe you want a coaching staff you vibe with. Maybe you want a nice NIL deal. Maybe you want to go play with your friends all at the same college. But more than anything else, as you make the decision as to where you want to play at the next level, you want to feel loved, valued, accepted. Nothing says we love you, value you, accept you like 75,000 raucous fans at a spring exhibition. So that was huge. The way that the Oklahoma fan base showed up and showed out was outstanding. And I think that speaks more than anything else to just how ready this fan base is to proceed to LAL, Blair, life after Lincoln.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is I thought that maybe there was a little extra motivation to show up to the spring game and say, hey, look, like Oklahoma's still going to be Oklahoma. Let's show these recruits. Let's show the country that we're not just, you know, Lincoln, Riley, you in a way, right? Like we're an institution. And I think there was a little bit of extra motivation there to just kind of show up and say, hey, we're still around. We're still hanging around.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the national narrative surrounding Oklahoma for the last 4 months hasn't been lost on any of those fans. And so, you know, as a fan, you only get the opportunity to really represent your institution in that fashion a few times a year. And this was the first instance where the fan base really got to speak, and they spoke very loudly on Saturday when 75,000 of them packed the Palace at Owen Field.
What was the reaction of recruits that you were able to catch up with, as well as Brandon Drum and our Steve Wilfong? Like, what was the overall kind of sentiment from recruits in attendance about what they saw there and kind of their experience with Brent Venables?
Yeah, man, I think the atmosphere probably spoke the loudest. 75,000 fans, like I said, that's going to stand out to a kid. Also, Brent Venables addressed the crowd before the game, at halftime, and then after the game as well. So, you know, when you got your head coach out there at midfield with a microphone and this fan base has proclaimed their undying appreciation for everything that he has done in the aftermath of Lincoln Riley's bombshell departure to help make sure that this program doesn't descend into mediocrity, you know, I think the way that Coach Venables holds the fan base at his beck and call like that really stood out to the prospects in attendance as well. So there's a ton of respect for the way that he has gone about things with his staff, the relationships they're cultivating on the recruiting trail, and then obviously the atmosphere in the building on Saturday. All of those factors put together led to what was a really, really strong impression for Oklahoma, the eyes of a lot of the prospects that were in town.
At Oklahoma, 4 commitments so far in the 2023 class, sitting just outside the top 25 nationally. What's the scope for the Sooners moving forward? What can you tell us about their momentum heading into the summer?
Yeah, well, it's going to be different, Blair. And I think that's one of the things that the fan base is kind of having to come to terms with the hard way, is that Brent Venables' recruiting philosophy is, look, you are not committed until you are 100% ready to shut it down. If you want to commit, you are not going to visit anywhere else. So naturally, the surge for Oklahoma on the recruiting trail isn't going to come as early as a school like Texas Tech or Arkansas or Baylor or Notre Dame, if you're looking at some of the teams that are currently in the top 10 of the 24/7 sports team rankings in the 2023 class. So the surge is going to come later because kids aren't as eager at this point in the cycle to shut things down permanently. And so it's going to be until June or July before the ball really starts to get rolling in terms of commitments for Oklahoma. But as far as the impact and the impression that they've made early in the process on some of these elite players in the 2023 class, everything's headed in the right direction. Now it just becomes the question of, okay, when does the avalanche begin?
Parker Thune, you can follow him on Twitter at Parker Thune, and he's covering recruiting, covering everything Sooners, and covering LAL, life after Lincoln, for everything at 24/7 Sports. Parker, thank you so much for joining us.
Blair, always appreciate it. Take care.
All right, that is Parker Thune. For Parker and our producer, Lance Glenn, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the 5-Minute Morning on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.